Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
Now, we, as we mentioned earlier in the show, we went up to Liverpool last week for a short break.
We did.
And one of the things we saw, besides the Museum of Liverpool, which I found fascinating.
It was absolutely fascinating.
Tons and tons of
free
stuff. And free, yes, completely free to get in. And had an averagely good cafe in it as well, I have to say. Liverpool has changed a lot in the last few years. Still got that intense pride about itself.
Absolutely.
Which is lovely to see.
What I find interesting is the rubbish bins.
Yes.
They're not blue and they're not red, they're purple.
Yeah, so a mixture of blue and red. So it's Liverpool and Everton, I know nothing much about football. So it's the colours of those mixed together. But yes, the Liverpool Corporation, or the Corpy, as they're known.
Yeah.
Or they used to be called the Liverpool Corporation, that have done that. And we saw some bizzies.
Yeah, we did.
Which is apparently what they call police officers. and we had a nice time. So the weather was a bit dire, but it is a nice city to visit outside of the main season, because it's well set out. We were at the Albert Dock, and there was all the trees were all lit up with lights, and there's a big wheel thing and a roundabout carousel, if you want to call it that.
And interestingly, because it was Valentine's Day, which of course we've forgotten about.
Yes.
You couldn't get into any of the restaurants at all. They were absolutely chock-a-block
full. Yeah, every restaurant.
Which is lovely to see.
It's lovely to see. But the restaurants, there's every type of food you could possibly imagine available there. So if you're looking for somewhere to go for a short break, and of course it's got all the musical connections with the Beatles experience, and there's the Slavery Museum.
The Slavery Museum, something else.
And there's two cathedrals. You've got one to spare, as the song goes.
You can get there by train.
Yeah, by train.
You can drive.
You can get the coach.
Yeah.
You can fly, but not from Southampton. You have to go via Belfast or something.
Somewhere, I think, yes.
But driving is about 5 hours from Southampton.
Something like that, yeah.
It's not a bad drive. It's motorway pretty much all the way, or motorway standard pretty much all the way. So really worth doing. But you have one more interview. The British Musical Experience was our highlight, I think.
Yes. I interviewed the young man who was in the shop.
Yes.
There's always a shop.
And,
his name is Paul Thompson.
Have a listen.
I'm here at the British Music Experience in Liverpool, and I'm going to be talking to Paul Thompson, who used to be a DJ.
I did. And the British Music Experience is in the Cunard Building, which is one of the famous Three Graces on the waterfront of Liverpool. And I actually started my career as a DJ for Cunard. So I worked on the QE2 originally.
Wow. So how was that different from, obviously, you're out on the sea, but how is that different from being a DJ anywhere else?
Well, to be honest, because the QE2 travelled the world, I never knew what my audience was going to be. So a typical transatlantic crossing, most of the age group was sort of 60 plus. It would be mainly British or Americans, and that obviously had to cater for them. But, you know, we could do a world cruise. I remember one cruise we did South America, and the whole ship was full of Venezuelan teenagers. So obviously from a DJ's point of view, it was quite exciting because you never knew what was coming next.
I imagine the Venezuelan teenagers have a different take on music than anybody else.
Yeah, completely different. So really, whereas I think most DJs operating in Britain know the British charts, I found I was 13 years on and off on the QE2 that I really did know music on a global scale, you know, and I'd follow the charts all over the world.
That's fascinating. So when you finished being part of Cunard, when you're now back in the Cunard building, what did you do then?
Well, I was offered a job in Canada, in Toronto, on the radio. I went out there for a couple of years. Didn't really like the winters in Canada very much. And there was almost like a Beatles revival going on, which is why they wanted me there.
I wonder why. Was that The Voice, do you think?
Yeah, I think it was. I can turn the Scouse accent on and off. But I did that for a couple of years, and it was the novelty was starting to wear off. So I came back to Britain and I worked on commercial radio in the UK.
And did you enjoy that as much as the cruise ships, or was it just a different experience?
It was a different experience. I did enjoy it, but it reached a point where it was all becoming a little bit too corporate. You know, as I mentioned to you and your colleagues off air before, I think community radio is the way forward now. And I just got tired of the rat race, really. So that was that.
I can understand that completely, yes. And a community radio is just that. It's a community radio, all run by volunteers. Now, thank you very much for your interview. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about yourself?
Well, I think, you know, if you want to come up to Liverpool and have a little chat with me, I'm obviously everyone in the British music experience are experts on music in some form. I'm the only disc jockey here, but most of the other guys are musicians. We love to talk about music. Come in and say hello if you're passing.
That's terrific. Yes, thank you very much indeed.
Well, thank you.
Well, that was Paul.
An interesting young man.
Yeah, it was an interesting band. It works in the merch shop, as they insist on calling it. And there's tons of stuff there, music branded stuff. He's got a wealth of experience.
Hasn't he?
He at one time worked for the group that looked after that other radio station up the road from us here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into any more details on that, but he did mention it. But I don't think he actually had anything to do with the Isle of Wight such. But so the other lady knew all about the Isle of Wight's connections to some of the artists on the show there. There's tons of records, sleeve covers, old jukeboxes, guitars, clothing, costumes from all different eras, and it's all set out in different eras, isn't it?
Yes.
60s, 70s, 80s, or 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Got jazz.
From 1945.
Oh, yes, it. Got jazz, rock and roll, and all the variations on pop.
And they've got some TV screens, for want of a better word, showing things like the music awards and things
yes.
like that.
Yes, they have. And as I say, you can go and have a sing, or sing, as they might say.
You can play an instrument.
You can play an instrument. They've got guitars. You're welcome to play. And they've got people there to help you as well. It's an absolutely brilliant, brilliant place to go. So if ever
the staff,
Liverpool,
they sing in the cafe, as you said.
Yeah, they sing in the cafe. They have their own band.
Yeah.
And the cafe's not bad either, is it?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. And definitely get up to that. And if you want more details about that, it's the BritishMusicExperience.com.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, BritishMusicExperience.com. And you can also look on more about Liverpool at visitliverpool.com as well. Let me just check I've got the right. Yes, BritishMusicExperience.com and visitliverpool.com. Excellent stuff. Recommend it. Recommend the city for a short break. But of course, we all love the Isle of Wight.
Oh, we love the Isle of Wight.
But if you're going to go somewhere else and for a short break, that's definitely it.
Well, I enjoyed the short break, but also enjoy coming home
again. Me too. Okay, we'll take some Taylor Swift into the break.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.